You know, the Bible does not condemn a girl being attractive. That is all fine. Here's what the Bible is critical of: only focusing on the outside and neglecting the inside. Find the balance.
Today on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie takes us to the book of Esther for insight on how to have godly priorities when surrounded by an ungodly culture.
Put God first in all things and have inner beauty as well as who you are on the outside.
This is the day when the lost are found. This is the day for a new beginning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Again you hear all the angels are singing. This is the day when life begins.
Millions of young girls wish that they could look like the models that they see on magazine covers. Well, here's a little secret. The models themselves wish that they looked like what they see on the magazine covers. The pictures of them have been enhanced by a graphic artist. Today on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie helps us all set our sights on what's real. We'll look to a real life example of beauty, grace, and godliness as we study the book of Esther.
Well, you know, a lot has been said, and rightly so, about Billy Graham and his life and his legacy. Yes, he was a chaplain to presidents, and yes, he was an influential leader. But really, when it was all said and done, what Billy did was he shared the gospel and he invited people to Christ. That's what he did. That's what we all need to be doing. That's why we're always looking for those new opportunities to bring the gospel to people who have not heard it before. You know, I was with Billy once and I asked him if he had any regrets in life. And he says, yes, I have a regret. He said, I was at the prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C. This is when President Kennedy was in office. And Billy spoke, and afterwards the president said, Billy, I would like you to ride with me back to the White House. I have something I want to talk to you about. And Billy was very sick. He had the flu. He said, Mr. President, I would love to, but I'm afraid I would give you what I have. Maybe we could get together at another time and have that discussion. The president agreed, and shortly after, President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. Billy says, I always regret that I didn't take that ride with the president and talk to him. You know, there are strategic opportunities that come in life that drop in your lap. It's up to you what you do with them. And we're looking at an extraordinary life of a woman named Hadassah, better known as Esther, who put it all on the line when push came to shove. God put Billy on this earth for a purpose. I think he fulfilled it beautifully. God has put you on this earth for a purpose too. He's put all of us where we are for such a time as this. Now, you can find that purpose and dedicate your life to the glory of God, or you can ignore it and chase after the empty promises of this world. It's really your choice. But the book of Esther is about how God placed the right woman in the right place at the right time, and she saved the Jewish people. Now, let's pick up where we last left off. King Xerxes, the ruler of the mighty Persia, put on a six-month feast. Man, that is one long party. In attendance at this great feast were all of the leaders of Persia because it was a far-flung empire. So the king waited to bring out his crown jewel, the pièce de résistance, the beautiful Queen Vashti. So he gave the order, tell Vashti to come out and make sure she wears her crown. Vashti gets the word. She says, I'm not doing it. Now, some commentators, as I pointed out, believed maybe the implication is the king said, tell Vashti to come out wearing only her crown. In other words, not her clothes. Sort of to display, even flaunt her before the others. But even if that's not the case, clearly he was treating her more like an object. Look at my awesome wife. Look at my hot wife, my trophy wife. Don't you envy me? Look at how powerful I am. Vashti wasn't going along with the program. And the king was really embarrassed by this. And so his aides came to him and said, man, you cannot let this stand. You cannot let your wife get away with this, because if you do, we'll never hear the end of it at home. Our wives would be saying, well, I'm not going to do what you want. Queen Vashti didn't do what the king wanted. You've got to get rid of her and throw her out and remove her crown. Now, why did the king go along with this? The answer is found in Esther 1:10. On the seventh day of the feast, when King Xerxes was in high spirits because of the wine. Loose paraphrase, he was drunk as a skunk. And when you're drunk, you say and do stupid things, right? So he dismisses Vashti. Now after this, he goes out and leads his army into battle against Greece. And he was humiliated. And he returns to the kingdom. And now he's lonely. He misses Queen Vashti. Now, he had a harem, okay? He had a lot of women. That snap his fingers and a woman would be there. But apparently the king wasn't satisfied with just sexual pleasure. He wanted love. He wanted a companion. He wanted someone that actually cared about him. The king wanted a queen. And so he decided that he was going to find that queen somewhere in his kingdom. Now, I know as we hear the story, it's not a very spiritual story. You have a pagan king with a harem full of women who fires his queen, and now he wants a new queen. We're saying, how could God work in a situation like this? Well, the fact is, God was working. One thing to consider, if Queen Vashti had been in power when Haman hatched his wicked plot to exterminate the Jews, it is very unlikely she would have protested. So God had to get the right woman in the right place at the right time. And that woman was the beautiful young Esther.
It's great to have you with us today for A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie, a pastor and evangelist from Harvest Ministries in the U.S. We're just getting started in our study of Esther, and Pastor Greg continues at the point in the story where King Xerxes acted on his displeasure with Queen Vashti.
So the message goes out to the massive kingdom of Persia that the king wanted a queen. If this was happening today, no question, it would be a reality show, right? And so the word went out and all these girls applied. The ancient historian Josephus believed there was 400 contestants, and these girls had to be virgins. They had to go through an extensive makeover. They had a team of stylists there that would do their hair, makeup, and help them to become as appealing as possible to the king, and then the winner would be chosen to be the queen. And that's where we pick our story up. Esther chapter 2, drop down to verse 5, and let's read together. Now, at the fortress of Susa, there was a certain Jew named Mordecai, son of Jair. He was from the tribe of Benjamin and was a descendant of Kish and Shimei. His family had been exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar, along with King Jehoiakim of Judah and many others. This man had a beautiful and lovely young cousin named Hadassah, who was also called Esther. When her father and mother died, Mordecai adopted her into his family and raised her as his own daughter. So we'll stop there. So standing out from all of these gorgeous Persian women is the beautiful Jewish girl named Hadassah. She was an orphan adopted by Mordecai, so he became a father figure to her. Most likely, her aspirations in life would have been to marry a nice Jewish boy, raise a family, serve the Lord, and live in relative obscurity. But God had another plan for Esther for such a time as this, reminding us that there are no coincidences in our life, only providence. No coincidences, but providence. And what does providence mean? Remember, it means to see ahead of time. God sees what's coming. He sees it in detail. So he knew exactly what was in the future, and he was getting Esther ready. Now, she was a gorgeous girl. We know that because Esther 2:7 says, now the young lady was beautiful of form and face. There's two Hebrew words that are used here. One is hot and the other is chiquito. It translates to hot chick. This is true. No, I made that up. I made it up completely. She was a hot chick, okay, to put it in vernacular. Gorgeous, drop dead, like wow. But the thing about Esther, it's not just that, but she was beautiful on the outside. She was also beautiful on the inside. You know, there's so much emphasis put on girls today to be attractive. And a lot of this is driven by social media. I read that plastic surgeries are at an all-time high right now because people actually want to look in real life like they look in selfies, right? You know, when you take a shot of yourself or a picture is taken, you have these filters that you can get from these apps, and you can make yourself taller, thinner. You can change yourself and in, well, into someone that actually doesn't exist. And people go to a cosmetic surgeon saying, make me look like this. And all that emphasis and, you know, oh, I have to lose weight and I have to appear a certain way. And you know, and all the women's magazines out there only support that. I subscribe to quite a few of them. I don't subscribe, but here's the latest issue. Here's an article on growing thicker hair. I'm going to read that later. Lose 8 pounds a week eating slimming cereal. I kind of like that. Erase the signs of aging. Oh, here's glamour. Spring fashion and beauty. What's next? Next level makeup skills. Sex without shame. That's the kind of thing you see in these magazines. They promote immorality. So I was really shocked when I came across the latest cover of Vogue magazine. And it says, Queen Esther on doing what's right. Check this out. Here's what's in this issue. The value of virtue, how the daily study of scripture can help you grow spiritually in your journey, 20 scriptures on how to have a better marriage and be faithful to your spouse. Vogue magazine. How many of you believe this is real? It's not real, people. We made it all up. I had our graphics department mock this up, saying, wouldn't it be cool if this was out there, but it's not out there. Because you never would see that on the cover of a women's magazine. But here was this secular environment all about outward appearance. And, you know, Esther was so gorgeous, she fit in and even surpassed many of the beauties, but she had that inner beauty, and the king took note of it. You know, the Bible does not condemn a girl being attractive. I think some people think, no, I just need to be plain for God's glory. Really? You know, sometimes the question is asked, should Christian girls wear makeup? Hey, my response is, if a house needs painting, paint it. You may need a little brush, you may need a roller, I don't know what kind you need. Here's what the Bible is critical of. Only focusing on the outside and neglecting the inside. That's the focus. It's good to have the outside attractive as it can be, but you want to be godly on the inside. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for the present life and the life to come. And then over in 1 Peter 3 from the New Living Translation, it says, don't be concerned about the outward beauty that depends on fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. So here's the point. Don't make that your primary focus, but on the other hand, don't neglect it altogether. Okay, just find the balance. Because Jesus said, don't be like the non-believers. All they think about is what they're going to eat, what they're going to drink, what they're going to wear. But you should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Put God first in all things and have inner qualities. And if you're a girl, inner beauty, as well as who you are on the outside. So all of the beautiful women of Persia are paraded before King Xerxes. And he chooses Esther. Look at Esther 2, verse 16. Esther was taken to King Xerxes at the royal palace in early winter on the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther more than any of the other young women. He was so delighted with her that he set the royal crown on her head and declared her queen instead of Vashti. God was at work. Now, if this was a fairy tale, it would end right here. Poor little girl becomes the queen, and they lived happily ever after. But this is not a fairy tale. This is a Bible story. And Bible stories are true. They're history. And so here's what happened after that. The plot thickens. As Esther was made queen, her cousin Mordecai was made a counselor to the queen. And one day, Mordecai uncovered a plot by two of the king's guards to kill him. He revealed it to the king. The guards were arrested. They were executed. And he was never rewarded for that or acknowledged for that. And you know, that happens in life sometimes, doesn't it? You know, we do something for someone and we don't get the credit. Maybe it's your idea and someone else stole it and they got all the glory for it. Or at your workplace, you choose the path of honesty and integrity and you don't advance, while the person who chose dishonesty and scheming did advance. And you're saying, this isn't fair. It's not right. Well, hold on now, buckaroo. It's not over till it's over. As we're going to see in the book of Esther, how things played out in the big picture. Because among other things, the book of Esther is about reaping what you sow, both good and bad.
Pastor Greg Laurie with good insight from our study today in the book of Esther. And as he said, there's more to come next time here on A New Beginning. Well, we're seeing God's hand at work in this story. And Pastor Greg has pointed out before that God's hand is at work in each of our lives. But so many resist the Lord. They turn their back on God. Well, maybe you're in that position, but you're ready to turn around and make a change. Here's Pastor Greg to help.
God is just a prayer away. You know, it doesn't take years to become a Christian. It doesn't take months. Frankly, it doesn't even take hours. It can happen so quickly. It just starts with you saying to God, I know I'm a sinner. I know that you love me. I know that you sent Jesus to die on the cross for my sin and pay for those sins and then to rise again from the dead, and I want him to come into my life. So here's my question to you. Have you done that yet? Because Jesus, who did die on that cross and rose again from the dead 3 days later, is alive and standing at the door of your life right now, and he's knocking. And he's saying, if you'll hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. Why don't you just stop whatever it is you're doing and pray this prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, but I know that you are the Savior who died on the cross for my sin and rose again from the dead. I'm sorry for my sin, and I turn from it now, and I choose to follow you from this moment forward. I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen. If you just prayed that prayer, the Bible promises that God has heard your prayer and has answered that prayer. The Bible says that if we will confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, God bless you. You've made the right decision, the decision to follow Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and we'd love to help you get started in this new journey with God. We've got a pack of resources that we'd love to send your way. It'll help answer some of the questions that you might have and help you to walk with God each day. Just call and ask for a New Believer's Growth Pack on 1-800-PRAY-FOR-ME. That's 1-800-772-936. And the team would love to pray with you too. Call 1-800-772-936. Today. Next time on A New Beginning, some practical takeaway truths from our studies in the book of Esther. We'll see how we can be ready to serve God in our own lives for such a time as this. Today's message from Pastor Greg Laurie was called The Plot Thickens. If you'd like to listen again, just download the free Vision Christian Media app, where it's available as a podcast along with more inspiring Christian content. Just search your app store for Vision Christian Media, station sponsor.